Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, as you go wandering into the office today, you come rolling up and you make your way into your cube. You notice a bunch of kids running around. Just a heads up, it's take your daughters and sons to work day today, so you might have a bunch of rugrats running around your office with the parents, considering what they want to do when they grow up. Don't grow up, kids. Yeah. It's a trap. Don't do it.
Don't listen to anything they say.
Don't do it.
It's not fun.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, like if you're going in for surgery today, though, and you're sitting there and your surgeon comes wandering in with their 8-year-old? This is Braxton. He's going to help with the surgery today.
Yeah. He's been practicing on his little stuffy.
He's going to put the gas on you to knock you out.
You're like going in for a filling and Braxton's there.
Okay.
So good. A lot of companies today offer special programming and tours and presentations and stuff for the kiddos. I know Lockheed Martin is a big one. They put on a great day for the kids. You know, and they're saying in this story that you should allow your kids to sit in on meetings and watch projects, give them simple tasks like organizing things or replying to all staff emails. That would probably be a big one.
Oh, my goodness. Let them reply to the emails.
Reply all, honey. Hit the reply all. You know what would also be funny is if you wandered into the office today and somebody had their, like, 40-year-old kid sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, on a tablet, like, sitting in the corner of the office.
Yeah.
His bright blue tablet. We're just playing Roblox, guys. Shut up.
Little when's blanky.
Lunch? Leave me alone. Dad, when's lunch? This is the worst day ever. I actually brought my daughter in today to the radio station because I was like, this is kind of a cool job. It's fun.
She should have fun here.
You've been half asleep over there the entire morning, huh? Come here.
Well, it's early, though.
You want to say hi to everybody? Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for you. Who do you love more, me or your mom?
I can't answer that.
No, I want you to answer it right now.
I love you both the same.
Oh, you're so sweet. Come here. What's been the best part so far?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah.
No. She's so cute. Last night, she packed her little lunch and everything so she could have something to munch. Well, I guess it would be breakfast right now.
Yeah.
And I was telling Katie off the air, it's like, I don't have to worry about what she eats at all because she's like, I'm going to pack some tomatoes and cucumbers. And
yeah.
Like, she has all these healthy snacks, some pineapple.
It's her brother, you said, who has the sweet tooth.
He's
so,
the one.
Yeah. He's the one you got to look out for.
Tooth, so. Hey, guess what, kiddo? You only got about 2 more hours, okay?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. I was like, this is why daddy's generally grumpy around 4 in the afternoon, right? Now we know, okay?
I've told her several times. I've taken naps on the couch in the office.
Yeah, I told her
she could
go in there.
You need to go in there. You just let us know.
Oh, so funny. Well, say hi to all the kiddos today for Take Your Kiddo to Work Day today. Now, speaking of children, I heard something this morning that I was shocked by because Josh is a grown-ass man who generally I feel like is still a child. How have you never heard of the refresh cycle?
Oh, yeah. I know.
He was complaining about his T-shirt this
morning. Being wrinkly.
And it was all wrinkly.
Yeah.
And Katie goes, just put it in the dryer on the refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you not know? How have you gone this far and not known about the refresh cycle?
I truly don't know.
You have no idea.
I just wash my clothes and then I dry them and then I fold them and I put them in a drawer or hang them up. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know. Because I didn't know that you could just throw it into the dryer when it's not wet and just take the wrinkles out.
How have you made it this far?
And it's funny because your comment was actually, I'm not going to iron a T-shirt. I'm like, yeah, nobody does. You throw it in the dryer.
I've ironed T-shirts before.
T-shirts?
But
really?
I'm OCD when it comes
to it in the dryer,
but
son.
Generally, I will say, probably 4 out of 5 weeknights, I've thrown stuff into that refresh.
Yes.
Pants, shirts, everything. You know what's funny? Actually, I threw some stuff in 2 days ago, and it was like a week's worth of shirts and pants. And I must have been tripping or something because I went and opened up the dryer when it was all done. 2 of the shirts I threw in with hangers on still.
Oh, no.
Pair of pants was a new pair of pants, and I left the tags on it, the little sticky on the leg and everything. My mind must have been just somewhere else because I just threw it all in the dryer. And I was, you know, at one point I was like, why is it clunking so much?
Yeah.
Did the hangers melt? Like, were they plastic?
No, they both snapped, though.
Oh, yeah.
They snapped in half. Yeah. But I was like, what was I thinking? I just was like, like total autopilot. But yeah, if you're a man child like Josh, generally a lot of dryers have the refresh cycle.
Okay.
On there.
I got to see if mine does now.
Oh,
I mean,
does.
I'm sure it does.
If not, just spray it with water.
It's
throw
almost
it
brand
yeah.
new.
Or you just put it at like 20 minutes and you're good.
You're
like,
good
put
to
a
go,
little dryer
buddy.
Sheet in there.
You won't look like a slob at work.
It's funny to me, though, the things that people don't know about washing clothes. Did you see the story about washing towels and how often
no.
you're supposed to do it?
Uh-uh.
So, we are not doing it right. A bunch of doctors got together and figured out exactly how much we should be washing our towels.
Hey, I'm a towel doctor.
Well, yeah, like how much do you wash your towels when you think about it? Like,
I used to be a new towel every time I shower.
Really?
A new towel every time before Nick Nack schooled me. I was like, you're going to use it like 3 times.
Okay.
Probably 3 to 4 times.
Okay,
before
I guess.
It gets that smell.
You yeah. are probably one of the only people I've ever met who guessed it right, because
hey.
Most people I know, they do it for a week. They use their towels for a week,
and they start
on Sunday you wash all your towels. That's how I was raised. You just
like with your
wash
sheets,
your towels
once a week.
And your sheets on Sunday. That's what Sunday's for. But you're right, Jeremy, it's every 3 to 4 days, and they're talking about just the buildup that can accumulate on your skin and towels.
Butt juice.
They lean into that, and not
yeah.
only that, but
so
like,
do I. When I'm drying,
they're saying like when you are done with your towel, you know those people who put it on the floor and they don't hang it up.
Don't do that.
They drive me crazy.
Yeah, we have hooks that we
yeah,
hang them on.
Exactly, because like the moisture can cause mold, and that is so bad for your skin. How about the people who share bath towels? Now I'm sure this is like in big families where you just put the towel back up and then someone will grab it from the hook, you know, and just not even think about it. Usually this is kids who do this, right? Like kids will use somebody else's bath towel. No, don't. That's like one of the worst things that they say you could do as far as just sharing it, because there are certain infections that can be spread this way.
Staphylococcus?
I know. I had no idea. Infections could be spread by towels. And the
psoriasis?
The biggest thing they say they found from this is using the towel that you wipe off your body, also wiping off your face with it. Yeah. Like
I do that
is, but dry enough. Like you wouldn't think. Like for me, in my mind, I'm like, well, my whole body's clean. I'm going to wipe off my face and then everything else after, right?
Have you seen those towels?
No, they're saying use something separate.
When you open them up, half the towel is white and half the towel is brown. There's a line in the middle. Upper's white, bottom's brown. And they say that is a good indicator of the lower half is the brown.
Yes.
And then the white you use on the upper part of your body.
Which they're saying is good. Like, you should do that. You should have separate drying apparatuses for your face and your body.
Right.
So I had no idea all this stuff with towels until I read this article. And then I was like, okay.
And you're supposed to be replacing them like every couple years. Because I was drying off the other day and one of them did smell a little funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I've had this towel since like 04.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got some that I've been hanging on to for, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
At that
I
point, I put them in the
rid.
Garage. I'm like, these are now car towels.
Yes.
Like, if I wash my car, I'll dry them with that.
You need to, yeah.
I don't want the staphylococcus on my face.
You don't. Nobody
Swap
does.
Swap out your towels, people.
Nobody does.
Hey, thanks for all the great information, Katie.
You're welcome.
Wow,
anytime.
You really tapped into towels.
Ready for sunshine, culture, and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.